Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Humboldt County Sheriff and Chief Deputy denied pepper spray case immunity. A federal appeals court last Friday handed nine California North Coast environmental activists yet another major legal victory in their quest to retry a civil rights lawsuit over the use of pepper spray on protesters by Humboldt County authorities. Humboldt County Sheriff Dennis Lewis and Chief Deputy Gary Phillip will be reinstated as defendants in a case that dates to a noisy 1997 demonstration in the Eureka office of Representative Frank Riggs of Windsor, California. For the protesters, it was a second straight victory in their quest to retry a case that was dismissed in 1998 by the federal judge after a federal jury deadlocked 4-4. The court's order underscores the importance of holding police officers liable for monetary damages if they use excessive force. In this case, pepper spray was used as a chemical cattle prod, said Margaret Crosby, a spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union. The United States Supreme Court last October set aside an earlier decision in the case by the Ninth Circuit, which concluded that the use of pepper spray on the activists was unconstitutional and unreasonable force. The High Court granted an appeal to Humboldt County, which argued its law enforcement officers acted legally in limited applications of pepper spray to overcome resistance of the nonviolent protesters to arrest. The Supreme Court justices set aside the appeals court ruling and ordered more hearings in view of a high court decision in June that made it harder for plaintiffs to bring lawsuits alleging excessive force against police. But in its decision last week, the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court said it remained convinced that the protesters might have a case, saying that the use of pepper spray on the protesters' eyes and faces was plainly in excess of the force necessary under the circumstances. Nine environmental activists affiliated with Earth First and Headwaters Forest Defense sued the police and sheriff's officers after they used pepper spray to end several nonviolent protests over the logging of ancient redwood trees in the Headwaters Forest along California's northern coast. In each case, officers confronted protesters who had chained themselves together and refused to disperse. After several warnings, they applied pepper spray to the protesters' faces, using a Q-tip to swab the burning solution on the corners of their closed eyes. The last protest was videotaped, and the resulting images of protesters howling and writhing in pain were broadcast on national television. A federal judge dismissed the lawsuit after a jury deadlocked and a mistrial had been declared, but the Ninth Circuit reinstated the case and sent it back for another trial, ruling the jury must decide whether pepper spray use violated the protesters' Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. This story includes material written by Mike Gianella of the Press Democrat and Reuters News Service. National Day of Protests called against congressional hearing on eco-terrorism. A national day of protest has been scheduled for February 12th, the day former Earth Liberation Front spokesperson Craig Rosebrough has been subpoenaed to testify before a congressional subcommittee hearing on eco-terrorism. Protests are already scheduled to take place in Washington, D.C., Boston, Los Angeles, and Portland. Craig Rosebrough, a spokesperson for the Earth Liberation Front from 1997 until last year, received a subpoena on October 31st to testify before the Congressional Subcommittee on Forests and Forest Health. This latest subpoena is part of a long history of harassment that Rosebrough has endured simply for passing on anonymous information and for expressing his opinion. Rosebrough says he will not cooperate with the congressional attempts at stopping the ELF. A witness subpoenaed to a congressional committee is exposed to many of the same risks as someone called before a grand jury. One does not have the right to remain silent and cannot take the Fifth Amendment unchallenged. If the witness refuses to answer any question, no matter how objectionable, they can potentially be sentenced to prison for an indefinite length of time. The Earth Liberation Front is an international underground organization that uses direct action in the form of economic sabotage to stop the destruction of the natural environment. Since 1997, in the United States alone, the Earth Liberation Front has caused well over $40 million in damages to entities profiting from the destruction of the environment.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come